Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Speaking of free agency, which Texans decision that they've made so far this offseason do you like the best, Rich?
I'm not wild about any of them. I mean, but if I had to choose, it's going to be one of the defensive backs, I think.
Which one?
Yeah, that's a tough call. I might lean Roby, even though Gibson is a multi-year deal and it's not break the bank kind of money. I just feel like Roby has the bigger upside.
Yeah.
Problem with Roby is if he plays up to the potential of that upside, he may price himself out of the Texans' budget after 2019.
I think they know that, and I think if he does that, that means that this year was a success.
I'll go Roby, recent first-round draft pick who has shown some ability. I'll go Roby.
Did you happen to see, we were both out, and I'll give you my answer in just a second, but we were both out last week when this happened, but while I was out, I retweeted somebody talking about Roby's one-year prove-it-to-me deal or prove-it-to-us deal, and I retweeted, well, it worked out pretty well for Tyrann Mathieu, and then Tyrann Mathieu replied to the tweet and said, because Tyrann Mathieu searches his name on Twitter.
Of course.
He replied to the tweet and said, if the Texans, and I'm paraphrasing here, but he basically said, if the Texans don't change their policy of signing guys during the season, then they're not going to be able to re-sign guys like Bradley Roby. Meaning that if the Texans had played ball with him during the season, I'm assuming that that he would have maybe signed a deal if they came to him during the season with a reasonable deal.
Yeah, aren't most teams adhering to that sort of policy with their free agents?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think all teams do, but my guess is Tyrann Mathieu, that's probably his way of saying, hey, man, you could have had me. You could have had me for less than $14 million a year if you just played ball with me during the season.
Yeah, I get it.
So, anyways, but back to the original question of...
I'll tell you what, I was actually last week spent some time with a couple of guys that live in Cleveland.
Yeah.
They're not happy about losing Brian Boddy Calhoun. They liked him.
They did?
A lot. They thought he was a player.
Yeah, see, I've heard both. Figgy, as you know, is a big Cleveland Brown fan, the producer of In the Loop.
Yeah.
And Landry was in Cleveland for a little while as well. And they were both saying he's like the Kevin Johnson of the Cleveland Browns. Like, nobody's missing him leaving. And I've heard more people say what you say, which is for $900,000 a year, that's a really good signing. They're the only ones that I've heard say, like, oh, okay, see you later, good riddance.
Yeah.
The thing that makes me optimistic.
So he could be a sleeper.
Yeah.
He could be someone that achieves more than expected as a Texan.
And Gain did a pretty good job with guys like that this past year that were sort of those lower level, minimum contract level guys where the A.J. Moores, the Mike Tysons of the world.
Yep.
That you fill in on the, Buddy Howell. I know he's not a DB, he's a running back, but that they, sort of piece together the special teams with. I think, to me, my favorite decision is the collective choice to let Kareem Jackson and Tyrann Mathieu go for $25 million a year collectively and to replace them with Tashaun Gibson and Bradley Roby at about $17 million a year. I know Roby only being on a one-year deal is one of those things where you go, boy, if he blows up, he's probably going to go somewhere else. Or who knows, maybe the Texans pay top dollar because he looked that good in their defense. I hope that's a problem the Texans have to deal with.
Yeah.
If that's a problem the Texans have to deal with, then a one-year signing for Roby was a good deal. But I feel like, Rich, they got guys that are good at what they do specifically as opposed to being pretty good at a handful of things. I love the versatility, and I know that was a big thing Kareem Jackson brought to the table.
There's a great thing Tyrann Mathieu brought also.
It is. But there are times where I go, you know what I'd really like? A guy who's a safety, who's just a pretty good safety. A guy who's a cornerback, who can just do cornerback. Just go play cornerback. I don't need to know that in a pinch, you can be a D-plus safety.
Right. Well, you know how I feel about Tyrann Mathieu. I still think he has greatness, potential for greatness in him. So I hated seeing him go. And, paying Gibson about half of what Mathieu got on the open market, I hope he's not just half the player that Mathieu was.
Yeah, I don't think he will be. I think that's going to be a good signing. I think that's going to look like a really good value during the season, Gibson. I do. I don't think he was let go because he wasn't performing. Maybe if he was performing at a Pro Bowl level, they would have found somebody else to cut to sign Nick Foles. But that was a team with major quarterback problems and major cap problems. And when you do that, you got to let guys go. Malik Jackson was a decent player for them. They had to cut him loose too
Yeah,
because he makes a bunch of money. I'll say this too. if ultimately they sign Donald Penn, then I will look back and say the decision not to give Trent Brown $66 million will leapfrog the one I just mentioned. I can't say that the decision right. to stay away from Trent Brown is my favorite decision until they've done something other than draft a rookie left tackle.
Yeah, I just hope that Donald Penn, if he does come here, is still a capable left tackle. He was a Pro Bowl left tackle in 2016 and 2017. He only played 4 games last year because of an injury, but before he got hurt, he'd been switched to right tackle to make room for a rookie, Colton Miller. So it just remains to be seen, I guess, how much Donald Penn might have, especially at the age he is. Been in the league since 06. At left tackle.
Quickly, the first signing that you saw either on the internet or Twitter or wherever where you were like, damn it, I really wanted the text. I'm not talking about Matthew, a guy in-house. I'm talking about a guy who you thought they might target from another team. He went elsewhere and you were like, ah, man.
Yeah, Le'Veon Bell for me.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely. You know I was stumping for him.
Yeah.
Hoping the Texans might have interest. There's at least been reports, although maybe they've been refuted by some, but I know Josina Anderson reported that the Texans were in the final half dozen teams vying for the services of Le'Veon Bell. Yeah. I just think he would have been a franchise changer had you been able to acquire him.
I've heard the opposite of that, by the way, on Bell. The opposite of what Josina Anderson reported.
Yeah, like I just
Texans
said.
Were not in on so, it.
Like I just said, yeah. It's been refuted by
yeah.
some.
Yeah. Mine are reflective of my expectations of the first day of free agency. None of the big ticket guys really gave me that reaction because I didn't expect the Texans to be in on the first day of free agency where you're overpaying. The two for me were Tyrod Taylor and Tevin Coleman. I thought those would have been two really good pickups at running back and backup quarterback. And when I saw them sign other places at dollar amounts where I'm going, the Texans weren't in on that? That bugged me. That was the first time free agency bugged me was when I started seeing those type of guys go off the board.
Again, though, like we've said, the player wanted to have to come here.
Yeah.
Wanted to come here
totally.
If it was going to happen.
No doubt.
It's like the Jason Verrett thing that we talked about yesterday. He signed a 1-year deal for $3.6 million with the Niners, and I think he's got number one cornerback potential
when healthy.
Yep. And, you know, I kind of bemoan the fact that the Texans weren't the team giving him that money or maybe topping that money by a little bit to get him down here, but it would have meant he wanted to come to Houston, and maybe he didn't.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.